Welcome to the work of Byron Katie. The work is a simple process of inquiry that involves writing down the stressful parts of your life on a worksheet and then investigating the statements you've written using four penetrating questions and what Katie calls a turnaround. People in more than 30 countries around the world are finding that direct self-investigation through the work is radically changing their lives, bringing them increasingly greater clarity, joy, and understanding. On this program, you'll hear a variety of pieces that focus on addiction. As you listen to the following people doing the work with Katie, you're invited in each piece to think of someone in your life you have a similar issue with. In the first piece, a mother needs her son to wake up from his addiction to amphetamines. Is there someone in your life who you need to wake up from their present behavior? It could even be you. The closer you can get to the people doing the work with Katie, the greater the opportunity to experience your own solution and freedom from what you believe. If you would like to fill out a worksheet before listening to these pieces in order to have a deeper experience, you can download them at no charge from www.thework.org.
I'm angry, upset, and saddened that my son Jeffrey is horribly addicted to amphetamines.
So continue to read.
I need Jeff to wake up.
Is that true? Mothers, fathers, brothers and sisters, go deep. You need him to wake up, is that true?
No, it isn't, but even though I know that,
okay,
I still suffer.
Okay, so just for the practice, watch when you move into but. Okay, just notice, is it true? I heard you say no, and then the but moves us from experiencing that and letting it fall in. Sit with that. You need him to wake up. Is that true?
No.
Do you hear you?
It's very hard for me to hear that.
It's your work. You know, if you get that, you're a terrible mother. Mm-hmm. So don't ever tell the truth. It's all backward.
Yeah, I'm afraid he'll die, and then I won't be able to live with the fact that I've been a bad mother.
Oh, Angel. Our children die of addictions. It means we're bad parents. That's something to put up against inquiry. It means you're a bad mother. How do you react when you think the thought, I need him to wake up, and he obviously is high doing his drugs?
I'm afraid he's going to die.
And where do you feel that in your body specifically? When you think the thought, I need him to wake up, then your mind moves to, he's going to die.
It's awful.
And where do you feel in your body? Locate it. Where does it start? Close your eyes. Locate it. Sit with it. This work is meditation. These questions, sit with it. I need him to wake up. He's going to die. Where do you feel that in your body? Where does it start?
In my heart.
In your heart. And then how far does that spread?
Everywhere, in every cell of my body.
Yeah. So who would you be without this lie? I need my son to wake up. You know why I say lie? You need him to wake up. Is it true? Are you still breathing? That's how you know it's not true, that that's not what you need. Still breathing, work with your mind. Who would you be without that thought? I need him to wake up.
Oh God, I'd be free.
This guy is doing his job. That's his path. How do I know it's his job? He's doing it. What is your job? That's all you need to know. I need him to wake up. Turn it around.
I don't need my son to wake up.
Yes, honey, just feel that for a moment. This is unconditional love. This is unconditional love. I don't need my son to wake up. I love him just the way he is. That's it.
The thing is that I have, you know, I most of the time do love him unconditionally, but there's a part of me that keeps working to be his case manager, to find him the right program.
And well, it's wonderful to do that. It's wonderful to offer it. But just you know, without the thought that he can hear you or is interested. You know, just be prepared.
Then why?
It makes you feel better. And also, he could come, you know, and you'd be ready, you'd be prepared. They're all, you know, it's action. Love is action.
That's the thing. It wears me out with all the action I do.
Oh, really? How do you react when you think the thought, he should wake up, we heard? It hits your heart and it takes over your whole body. That's what wears us out. Let's look at the next one, Angel.
He shouldn't be using.
Okay, now that's an example of how,
obvious. You know,
yeah, the thought he shouldn't be using sends us into years of depression, you know, and you think the thought when you question he shouldn't be using, and laughter comes in the, and it's the same thought. So we're no longer at war with our thoughts. Mind is no longer at war with itself. This is the end of war. This is truly the end of war. And then it gives us the energy and the intelligence and the infinite mind and genius that can do anything, that can stop war. You know, because it's work with the projector, not the projected.
So the question is that true?
Yes, is that true?
Boy, I'm going to use that.
I see you're someone that really wants to know the truth. Very powerful, this question.
I mean, you know, I meditate and I teach, you know, I teach yoga and meditation and everything is wonderful. And the minute I think of him, I'm destroyed.
Yeah, so let's do some mental yoga. Read it again.
Yeah. Jeff shouldn't be using.
Is that true? What's the reality of it? Is he?
He's using. It's true.
That's what's true. How do I know he should use? He's using. How do I know the flower should be yellow? It's yellow. Now I'm giving it a break and me a break. So how do you react when you think the thought he shouldn't be using?
Say that again.
How do you react when you think that thought he should not be using drugs?
I feel horrible.
And, you know, some of you, do you stop calling them on the phone? You know, do you cut them out of your lives? When they do come in, do you give them the look? Who would you be without this fantasy that argues with reality he should not be using?
Well, I would be free. I would be probably attractive.
I would drop the probably.
I mean, in attracting him to want to be with me.
Yes.
And that's true most of the time, but when I get bad, I get so bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's so intense.
Yeah, we call it love, and that's the best we've had going for us, and there's another way. You just pick up these last pieces. That's what we're doing. So turn it around. My son should not be using drugs.
My son is using drugs.
My son should be using drugs until he doesn't.
My son should be using. God.
That's reality.
Should be using drugs.
Until he doesn't.
Until he doesn't.
That is the way of it. I should be standing here until I sit.
I think I'll sit.
Was a thought.
Huh?
Was a thought. Let's look at the next turnaround. He should not be using drugs. Can you find another turnaround?
I should not be using that thought is a drug.
Very good. He
oh,
uses
God.
Amphetamines to be sick, and you use the thoughts of him to be sick. He's addicted to drugs, you're addicted to him. These thoughts about him, that's how you keep your misery. And amphetamines may be how he keeps his misery, but who's, you know, take care of your own. Question what you believe that you believe to be true.
So you have to write it down.
Well, you don't have
almost.
To, but the mind, you know, its job is to be right. It's a seeker. So if you don't write it down, it's not stable. It's
It's only dealing with itself. You put it down and it can see, there is what I think stopped. You want to see your mind stopped? There it is. Stopped on paper. Bring it into the world. And then it can focus. If you really want to know the truth, you do really well at this. Let's look at the next one.
Thank you.
Let's look at the next one.
No, Jeff is lazy, ignorant, and useless.
Okay.
That's why I wanted to sit down.
Yeah. You knew that, didn't you?
Because I know where that's going.
Yeah. So Jeff is useless. Is that true?
Oh, boy. Oh, I am so judgmental. It's so hard to break.
The mind wants to prove that it's right. Jeff is useless. And now, is it true?
No, it's not.
And if you're not really clear about it, just call them and say, tell me about your life. Tell me what you did today. You could be shocked at what this man does.
I don't think I would be.
Yeah, he probably does some very wonderful stuff.
I want to believe that.
Well, call him and ask if you don't know. How's your life? What have you done today? I really want to know. And you don't have to tell him the part that I think you're useless and I just want to be proved wrong. But how would we know? When we believe the thought they're useless, we live that out. Because we're afraid to see their lives. That's how we react when we think that thought and we don't question it. We're afraid to find out. Well, of course we're afraid to find out. It could mean that we're wrong. And it's mind's job to be right. So call and ask him, sweetheart. Ask him.
Just ask him what he's done today?
Yeah. What is your life like? What have you done today? I'm checking in. I want to know about your life.
I have.
And so tell me what he tells you. For one thing, he's up. He's on the phone. That's more than I could do most days.
Yeah, most of the time he doesn't answer.
Yeah. So next time you have a conversation, ask him about his life. Ask him about his life. So what do you do that feels good to you? What's in your life that you do like? His life is useless. If you wanted to be an example, if you wanted to be someone that is a true example of why not to use drugs, who better than him?
What?
Could anyone hear that?
Did you say that again?
I don't know. If we needed someone to be the example of why not to use drugs, who would we use? Who would be the best example of why not to use drugs?
Well, my son. Would be one.
He's useless. Is that true?
Oh, my.
My job is to be me. Your job is to be you because no one else can do it. Your job is to be you. Can you do it? Can you do it? Yeah, you're doing it. You're doing it. No one else can do that. We're all doing our jobs. And it's not that our job profiles don't change. As we begin to question what we believe, the doing changes and we don't have to do it. It's automatic. It's a gift. But we haven't been able to do things like willpower, and it works for a little while. But question what you believe, and the doing changes, and it's effortless. It's fearless action. It's where mind and action. There's no war in it. It just moves, just parallel like one. He's useless. Can you absolutely know that that's true? You want to meditate, sit with that.
You know, it's this mother thing. It's this mother thing.
That's a good one.
I'm not wanting them to hurt themselves and run out in the street in a truck, and I'm still stuck there.
You don't want him to die because...
I don't want to feel like a bad mother.
Yeah, so he's going to live by your standards so you don't have to feel like a bad mother.
I know, it's just awful.
Well, I don't know how awful it is, but it's interesting to realize.
And I blame him for getting into such danger to keep me in that place.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so I turn that one around. I blame him for putting himself in such danger to be in that place, to put me in that place. Turn it around. Who put you in that place?
I put myself in the place of
danger.
Yeah,
and you use him to do it. You do it in his name. Mm. This guy's just doing his job. Phew. Doing his job. What are you doing?
I'm trying to do my job.
Yeah, and you're doing really well, too. So he should, where would you go with it? He shouldn't die. He shouldn't overdose. What are your fears?
Well, I love him, and I don't want him to leave.
Yeah. So you might want to tell him that. Say, I love you, and I don't want you to leave and make me look bad.
It's not entirely that.
Of course not. I love you, and I want you to stick around for me, because I feel good when you're here.
Yes.
I'm very dependent on that. I need you to make me feel good. I'm working on it. Until then, can you help me out? Stay out of trouble while I work through this?
I've actually said that to him. No.
Very good.
But it doesn't stick, you know, forever. I mean, you know.
So sit with it again, because you're missing pieces. That's what sons are for. He'll give you everything you need.
They sure do.
Yeah.
They sure do.
And I have a daughter that, in her words, alcoholic, when I found this work. So I've done this work. Done this work. She would drive off in her brand new hot car and I said, you know what I was left with? This. She gave me all the pieces. The master. Thank you,
Precious.
You.